Seems like every January there's a new IT diet. And we've been hearing about the keto diet for a long time.
Sure, sure.
But we don't really know what it's about. I think you said eat a lot of bacon. I'm not really 100% sure.
I was really confused because I thought we were talking about one thing today, and then you told me that's a different diet.
Right, because you don't even know the differences. Starting at 9.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. And that's why we brought in Rebecca Bonetti. She's a registered dietitian at Yale New Haven Health. And Rebecca, can you please straighten this out? What's the keto diet?
Okay, so the keto, which is different from the paleo diet, which Raven initially thought. So
I thought it was the caveman
thing. The caveman, yeah.
I had music ready to go and everything.
So that's the paleo. So keto's a little different. Keto is really high fat, so almost like 85-90% of your calories can come from just fat sources.
So it's not a jungle is what you're telling me?
Yeah, no, sadly. No don't jungle. Play back to the jungle or anything. So what you would do is the point of it is to limit your body of carbs. So your body usually likes carbs for energy.
Yeah.
Your brain though. So, well, sorry, back up. So the, with keto, you will do a lot of high fat. And so fat, you're forcing your brain to go into something called ketosis, meaning it has to use, ketones to fuel the brain. So usually your brain can only use glucose to function. So carbs. So your brain likes to function on carbs. So now you're making yourself, rely on fat.
Wait a minute. So what you're telling me is that if you are on the keto
my
diet...
My head is twisted off now. There was a lot of terms in there I didn't understand.
So you eat, all you eat is bacon. And steak.
Okay.
And things
butter.
Like that.
People make like butter, like what are they? The fat bombs. And it's like it just loads of fat in
lard.
One thing. Just lard. Just straight lard.
It doesn't even sound yummy.
But it makes you stupid because you can't, your brain doesn't
your
work.
Your brain can't.
So you got to choose. Do you want to look good or do you want to be smart? That's what it comes down
so
to.
So wait a minute. You're telling me it will actually work to make me look good though if I just start eating bacon like crazy and steak?
But do you really want to be more dumb or dumber?
Let the scientist talk.
Okay.
All right. I mean, seriously.
Thank you. I'm qualified here.
I hear your rationalization over there, but scientist, food scientist Rebecca Bonetti, please tell me.
So the brain can't use the fat for energy, so instead it will use the ketones for energy, which is...
Seems like a made-up thing, this ketones thing, but okay.
I know. You can measure your pee for it, though.
I have
the strips.
That will
tell if you're in ketosis.
What are you doing with the strips?
Because when
we've already established you're not a scientist. She's the scientist.
I know. I have the strips to test our pee for ketosis. Because when I was pregnant, I had gestational diabetes, so they made me pee on those strips to see if I would be in ketosis.
Just to make sure I understand. So the body has to make a choice between making you smart or making you thinner or making you survive?
You can still be smart on the with the keto diet. It's just the brain, it's you're forcing your body into starvation mode, and that's never a way for long term.
But it doesn't sound like a success plan.
Realistically, I'll ask you the question. How long do you think you could go without bread?
A couple days if I had access to other stuff, but that's it.
The keto diet, you usually eat less than like 20 grams of carbs a day, so a slice of bread could be 15 to 20 grams of carbs, so bam.
It's a sad existence right there.
Yeah, but I feel like all these diets, basically what you do is eliminate carbs.
Yes. Most of the diets are eliminating carbs, which is just not successful long term, and your body needs carbs. Like, carbs get a really bad rap, I will say that. Like, I eat carbs. I'm Italian, so, you know, it's part of my blood.
Right. And it's necessary.
So, yeah. Carbs, your body needs carbs for fuel. It's anything in excess can be harmful. And the keto, it's just so high fat, but you're missing out on so many nutrients. And so...
So you would not suggest doing the keto?
I would not suggest doing keto. The only time it is good is actually for people who have epilepsy. That's the only reason it was good, for seizures.
So the rest of us should go back to the jungle, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so what I've done, Rebecca, and we'll do this when we come back, of the five most popular diets that people are on right now, we're going to go through them quickly, give you a quick synopsis of each one, and then you're going to tell me whether or not they're thumbs up or thumbs down. Sound good?
Sounds good.
What we've learned so far about the keto diet is that you have to choose. Do you want to look good and be thin, or do you want to be smart?
Also, that caveman music does not work because it is not the caveman diet.
Right.
You could play it anyway.
I didn't have it ready, though. I was going for technology.
Rebecca Bonetti is joining us. She's a registered dietitian at Yale New Haven Health. And you know, a lot of myths about the keto diet. At the end of the day, you don't suggest doing it, correct?
No, I don't suggest doing it unless you have epilepsy or seizures. I don't recommend you do it. It's just not long-term. It's not going to last.
Fair enough. But what I did do is I compiled a list of the five most popular diets that are available right now. And we're going to get to those coming up next. And I want to see what you think about them. Sound good?
I got it.
Will the space music make sense for one of those?
probably not.
I'll keep it handy.
Right. Well, we've just figured out that the keto diet, even though it seems to be like the hot diet everybody's talking about, is not endorsed by Rebecca Bonetti. She's a registered dietitian from Yale New Haven Health joining us this morning on Star 99.9. But there's a lot of other diets out there that people swear by. And I'm going to go through them quickly and you tell me what you think, okay?
Okay.
All right, Raven, I know that this is good for you, too, because you have no idea about any of these diets.
I get very confused, you know.
There's
Rob Lowe,
a lot
Oprah,
out there.
Rob Lowe, Oprah, everybody.
Everybody endorses something different.
Right. You know, tell me one thing or another.
Oprah's changed many times on what diet she endorses.
She does.
I tell you what, though, Rebecca, every time she changes, it goes up 18%.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Just
going to
say that.
Yep.
Just going to say that. The weight
it's
goes
true.
Down and the options go up 18%.
All right, let's start with the raw diet. The raw diet, you only eat raw things like veggies, seeds, sadness.
Seeds.
I know. So it's
seeds.
Yeah, you don't like seeds to just munch on? I do, actually, so I shouldn't say anything. But so the thing with the raw diet is some foods are actually better when they are cooked. You get more nutrients from them.
Mm-hmm.
People don't believe it. And also the raw food diet, it's so low calorie that you're going to be very hangry, you know, a few hours into the day.
That's a problem for me.
And
sure
you
is.
Do a lot of like dehydrating food and blending food and juices, but ultimately long term, it's really hard to maintain.
I feel like this is hunter gatherer. That's why I went with the jungle.
All right.
All right. You're walking around in a loincloth. You'd like to hunt, but you're really
gathering
just a
your
little,
berries.
Yeah, right. You're tired.
All
yes,
right.
Frankly, you haven't had enough.
So thumbs down to the raw diet. Here, how about Weight Watchers? You count points and you make Oprah richer.
Right.
Everything makes Oprah
Seems
richer
like a good
at this
deal.
Point.
Right.
But so Weight Watchers is actually not a bad one. You have to, though, count points, which I'm not a big fan of having to count points, count calories. You become really obsessed. But overall, they have a good support community. And overall, you can eat kind of all types of foods and make it fit. So I do support that. And I have a lot of people who are successful with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to be really conscious. And I think what's good about it is focusing, too, on portion size.
Yep.
So Weight Watchers, I'd say, was one of the better ones.
Okay. How about the South Beach diet? No alcohol, no skin on your chicken, no happiness.
Yeah, as soon as anyone says that, no one wants to do it. So the South Beach thing is, a lot of it is you get packaged meals already. So really, are you going to do that? And I mean, think about opening up a frozen meal every day, not as appealing. Mm. And a lot of it is lower carb. Again, I asked the question of how long could you go without eating certain bread or, you know, rice, pasta, things like that. So
the answer would be until I'm hungry.
I'm so upset didn't have any pit bull ready to go. Right. Went to South Beach and I wasn't prepared.
I know.
I apologize to the audience.
Come on.
How about this one? The Mediterranean diet, which you drink red wine, olive oil, and I guess you drink more wine. I don't know. I like it because there's wine
there's
involved.
There's wine involved.
Yep. You drink
there
Italian
wine
wedding
recommended.
Soup? Delicious.
You can. So I'm Italian, so of course this one I like a lot because it's based on the Mediterranean diet. You eat a lot of lean proteins, fruits, vegetables, whole grains. So overall, I think it's most realistic. You try and limit your refined grains and sugars, like, you know, I'm sorry, limiting cakes and cookies and things like that.
Listen, I'm Italian. There's a lot of cakes and cookies.
I know.
Right.
So you can still have them. I always say my papa, his last meal was a piece of cake, and he lived to be 93. So, you never know.
Right.
So, like, you can incorporate them, just not on an everyday basis. So the Mediterranean, I think, is overall good long term. It promotes healthy things, but
on my Italian Mediterranean diet growing up, I used to have S cookies every morning for breakfast.
Oh,
the Stelladora
cookies.
I still have them. I don't know if they're healthy, though. one last diet, the egg diet, which I've been here is like the one of the biggest things. And it's basically low carb, low calorie, and a lot of eggs, a lot of gas.
Oh, my God. So,
really
so
smelly.
If you want to have a lot of gas, definitely. Because one of them is you just eat hard-boiled eggs for 14 days, and that's all you eat.
Oh.
So
yeah.
No, don't go in a room with anyone who's doing that diet, for sure. But there are some variations of it where it's just protein and vegetables. But realistically, I mean, the biggest question I say with diets, and this goes to all of them, is are you going to continue doing them for the long haul?
Okay.
And that's something, diets are set for you to fail. Honestly, it's a money-making scheme. So whenever any diet cuts out some food item, I always say, no, that's not the one for you. I mean, some people do find some success with certain ones, but, you know, long term, are you keeping the weight off in 2, 3, 5 years?
All right. Well, I'm going to let you know because I gained 60 with this pregnancy and I have 30 more to get rid of and it seems to have stalled. So,
revealing moment.
Yeah. So Mediterranean diet.
We're going to experiment
drink a lot
with
of
you,
wine.
Anna.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Rebecca, for coming in today. We really
no
appreciate it.